Hawaii's out there, all the people living in Hawaii, aloha mahalo ya o pahia pao.
That's right, and this is Nalia Hawaiian Issues, and we're in our fun drive, right, cuz?
Fun.
And we just have, like, around 15,000 to go, so we're counting down from 15,000. We're almost there. That's pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah, countdown.
That is darn good.
Yeah.
You know, and mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. And our radio, let me tell you, our radio program, our radio station, I should say, there are things that you're going to hear on our radio station and you're not going to hear anyplace else.
Yeah.
Because basically it's called the gag order. No talk about sovereignty now. So yes. Especially about, what's going on. I do need to, mention this because Nalia Hawaiian Issues are all about the issues that affect our community, our aina, our land, our way of life. And many Mohinis are moving over, you know, and because they love the aina so much and they love this way of life. And the problem is some of them move over and they love it so much because they love it so much. They come here and then they change things the way, to the way they were when they, the place they left. Now that is not good. So keep that in mind because in the islands, especially Kauai, you know, the aina is alive. And if you don't treat her right, she's going to kick elemus. Elemus, the cheeks. Okay? She's going to kick them. Not kiss them. Kick them. So just, you know, just be aware of that. Because the aina is alive. And you better treat her right. Because if you don't treat her right. Oh, wow. As one man who said to me, I tried to do the best I can, and I said, apparently wasn't good enough. And he kept on coming here and then having to leave. And he was very well-to-do, and then he ended up having to leave because he went bankrupt, and he took his family with him. Then he brought his family back, and he was doing very well. And then he started going downhill again, and his family left him. So then he was forced to leave, and then he came back. And this was the fourth time he had come back. And he said, but I'm trying to do the best I can. And I says, according to the aina, it's not good enough. So, again, please be aware of that. And, again, just want to make a mention, cuz, if I can, okay? Hey, cuz? Hello?
Yeah. No, I was just looking at this the paper. The council approves homestay. And
what?
The council approves a homestay bill where they're going to restrict, will restrict B&Bs to visitor destination areas. But what caught me was like the first, or the second paragraph by Gary Huser, who says, I don't know what the problem is. Huser said, it's parking. We deal with parking. It's noise. We'll deal with the noise, but we can't solve the problem with the sledgehammer because we will hurt people and ruin their lives. Maybe Gary Huser should have looked a long time ago about taking lands from Hawaiians because of those outrageous taxes that ruined a lot of Hawaiian lives. It just, and so he's concerned about these BOBs. And then there's this other thing where they're, you can more propose an amendment that would protect the class of homestay operators who are outside the VDA. VDA is a visitor destination area. And so she, yeah. Again, it's like that you had, you know, bed and breakfast, it was illegal, but they let you do it. And they grandfathered you in, but nobody else could do it. So the guys who broke the law initially with these B&Bs got grandfathered in. And those of us who followed the law can't do BOBs, or it's going to be restricted.
But you know, but that's par for the course.
I know. It's par for the course. They bring out this emotion that, oh, we're going to ruin people's lives. But, hey, it's okay to take Hawaiians' land that are worth $150,000 and sell it for taxes for $10,000. What a deal. No wonder we got people flying in from the mainland to be here at auctions to take Hawaiian, because we're not going to, there's no Hawaiians. When we went to the auction for our family land in Molokai, which was just last year, we're not talking about 1893 or anything. We're talking now, right now. It was sold for $10,000. $150,000. So, Mr. Huser, if you're really concerned about B&Bs, try to look at the Hawaiians who lost all our lands and how do you think that affected us? Okay? Okay, before you go with BOBs that weren't supposed to be bed and breakfast on farmland anyway, they were breaking the law. And this was brought up when the old county council. And who was it? It was Kaipo Singh and Derek were the only ones who voted against it. And it passed. Exactly. And it passed. Just sometimes when they come up with these statements, it's like, yeah, but you guys don't care about the Hawaiians. But you care about these ruining these other people's lives.
You know, I think, cousin, I really hope, I look at Derek and he's doing very well in the Kaiin and as a representative and whatnot. But you know what? Kauai needs him. So I'm going to say a pule for Derek Kawakami for comeback. Now, people say, you got to watch what you say when you pray because you just might get him. Well, I pray that if not Derek, somebody like him, come back to Kauai to serve Kauai. Because you know why? Derek, and if Derek like come back to serve Kauai, we like him for come serve Kauai more closer and not go over there to the government stick thing. But, and I just pray for that because you know what? Derek Kawakami, I watched him come up, you know, and it's like the brother stay, you know, really, how shall I say, local kind, you know what I mean?
I like Derek. I thought he was always spot on. I thought that he, I agreed with mostly all his decisions. I agreed with what his positions was. And I really liked him. It was, I understand that he got a promotion going to the house. But it was
so
kind
I pray, you know, I'm going to pray for that brother come back because Kauai needs him. So if Kauai thinks, you know, if whatever Kauai feels, I pray to Kekua, Yesupu, that if Derek Kawakami, like, come back, and if Kauai, like, bring him back, you know, that everything stay pono. I don't want any kilikia in bringing him back, but I really wish Derek would come back to Kauai. Because I think he would do Kauai very well.
And because I know we're on a hot issue, but we always take our priorities on the phone calls. Yeah, so we have a phone caller calling in. Let's just put him online. Hello, caller. You're on air with Nalea Hawaiian Issues.
Aloha.
Aloha. You want to be on air?
Josh Thome here.
Hey,
hello,
how's it?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, great. Yeah, so Felicia invited me to call in and talk a little bit about what's going on with the screening tomorrow night of the Thelma Aina, along with Gary Hooser giving an update to the community about the federal hearing.
Okay.
Dan,
Honolulu. Mm-hmm.
The federal hearings on what? On the DOI?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're going phasing in and out.
Yes.
Yeah, you might have. Hey, this be a test. You got Verizon or AT&T? Let's see which one works better. Which one do you got? Can you hear me now? Once we hear you again, don't move. But yeah, right now we're not hearing you at all. But you can give us a call back and check it out so we can go further on that. That was just interesting because I was getting all over Hooser's occult about
this. I know. You're getting all over
Yeah, and I know he was talking about. Yeah, but it always seems that they're so concerned about these, and they are, most of them are not Hawaiians, and they're complaining about losing their revenue and everything, and they're all concerned about it, but no one gives a crap that Hawaiians are losing, even to this day, our lands at a rapid rate for these taxes, that these rates that they pull out of their okoli every year. How do we know? Because my land has been in our family for 100 years, never developed. Yet these tax increases over the last 20 years I've been here are outrageous. They come out of nowhere. Oh, it's because a guy built a $1 million house down the road from you. Okay, so why does that affect me? Well, it's because our laws, the way we state it. Yeah, because the way you make your laws, you get more revenue. And you don't give a damn if it's a Hawaiian family or a guy who just bought it from Colorado. Just as long as you guys get your money. And I think that's where the focus is. Hawaiians, we focus on Hawaiians being able to stay in Hawaii with our Hawaiian lands. That's our focus. Our focus is not to sell it off to get revenue and not have anything for Hawaiians in Hawaii.
Okay. Guys, I don't want to come over there, fly back over there, jump on your chest, press your chest, and go, clear, clear, clear time. So come down to deep breath.
Well, you know why? Because this means in Waipake, I can't do a bed and breakfast. But these other guys can, and they have bed and breakfast right down the road from me that's been doing it for years, illegally. They got grandfathered in Waipake. They're supposed to be farming, not B&B. They broke the law, and they get a pass. And then, Mr. Rago,
you
don't get to do it because it's illegal.
Yeah.
Huh?
Because this has been going on, planning commission, developers.
No, and that's why we're telling the people, else, this is the kind of crap that goes on.
Yeah, you know, get after the fact permitting. It's in every area. That's why corruption's there in every area. That's why I always say it. Somebody getting brown paper back underneath that table.
Well, not only that.
That's
the council and the mayor, and everyone, if you're going to talk the truth, if you're going to go to New Hope and talk truth, the truth is the truth, and you cannot change that. And the thing is, Hawaiians never wanted to be the part of the United States. Yeah, you have some, the minority of the Hawaiians, which don't call them Hawaiians, they're Americans, and that's fine. But they do not take the right of all of us who still have patriot for our families and for our nation and for our lands. And it just,
it's another time
where the other people who moved here get to do what they want on our lands after they buy it for very dirt cheap from the county. And then the county turns around and tells me, you can't do it. On the Hawaiian land where I've lived for my generations, they can do it from the mainland, but I can't. That's where this, and you know, cuz, and Hawaiians who have lived here knows this system is crap for us. It is absolute crap.
It's actually corruption, but that's the par for the course, and that's why it's important for many of our Kanaka, our families and our local families, to be able to keep abreast of what's happening on the level that is moving fast and furious to turn us into a federally recognized tribe where the United States government and the self-appointed traitors basically will sell our future down the road for mere pittance because they're getting paid by the United States government. Now, one of the things I'd like to mention regarding protest Naiaupuni, things have been happening fast and furious.
And I just let you know, we're at the half hour already, so.
Okay. According to notes shared basically from an anonymous attendee, now we've got people in these meetings that are pro
I'll tell you what, we're a little bit past. I'll just say real quickly, KKCR Honolulu, KQA Kilauea, we're covered. And we're at the fun drive where you can call and donate. So it allows us Hawaiians to tell you what's going on. Sorry, it does press a button for me because, me and my wife were just talking this. We've gone through a lot of crap in Waipake. A lot of crap.
No, because let me just mention to
like Hawaiian, like many Hawaiians. Sorry. Okay, I'll let you take over because.
I know. But so basically an attendee attended, anonymous attendee attended at the May 13th.
And just let you know, we have a caller waiting because, just let you know.
Okay.
Okay.
A meeting. Alaska presentation by Brendan Lee, the proponents of the Constitution of the Native Hawaiian Nation, a.k.a. Naiaupuni Gated 88 Constitution. That's what they're calling it now. Now, this is a constitution that wasn't supposed to be put by the self-imposed, because there was no vote, we didn't vote them in, are trying to raise $2.1 million in order to go ahead with what is called a referendum or ratification of their constitution, which is required of the U.S. Department of Interior to become a federally recognized tribe. Now, this process said it wasn't going to be done because these people weren't voted in, but they're doing it anyway, so they lied through their teeth. Okay, so self-appointed again, traitors, federally backed traitors of our past, our aina, our people, are planning our future without even asking your mana'o. Oh, how rude. Anyway, according to the same source, they raised $75,000 on their first day of fundraising with a matching $50,000 from a corporation named Pelotron. Pelotron's list of customers include the United States Department of the Navy, U.S. Department of Air Force, U.S. Pacific Command, U.S. Marine Corps, and Joint Interoperationally Test Command. Pelotron's engineering team produced a mobile command and control, C2 system, that operates while on the move to meet the needs of the military. So it seems like they are going forward with the ratification of their so-called Constitution of the Native Hawaiian Nation in order to turn us into a bow-down to the United States federally recognized tribe that will have to wait in line for at least 20 years to see anything.
And we said that when they first had the DOI, when they promised they would incorporate it, and we told them no, we told them then, you are going to push this through no matter what. And that's what they're doing.
And mind you, a matching fund of $50,000 came from this corporation. And the Navy is going to pour money into this, or the Department of Defense is going to pour money in, into this through their various different subsidiaries or agencies, because this has to pass. Why? Because things are happening fast and furious. Military operations will be transferring from the Middle East to the South Pacific in order to continue, built up operations. So, folks, what that means is more military troops will be coming in the near future. It's not going to be lessened. Also, housing.
Because we do have that caller waiting online.
Okay,
I'm going to put him right on. Okay. Hello, caller. Thanks for waiting. We have you on the air with Nalea Hawaiian Issues.
Aloha. This is Josh calling back from a better cell phone.
Oh, that's spot. Nice and clear.
Oh, great.
It's all yours.
Well, very relevant to what you all are talking about here in terms of Constitution and law and respect for Native Hawaiians with what's happening with the federal hearings coming up around the lawsuits against all of the counties for their initiatives to regulate the agrochemical industry. I'm calling to let your listeners know that there is an event tomorrow night at Waipa, starting at 6. There will be speeches and some film screenings to update the community on what is happening with these federal hearings, what's at stake, and what it means for the future. So it's very significant time for Hawaii in so many ways, like you've been discussing, and this is one of those pieces, and it goes right to the core of the relationship between Hawaii and the federal government, and for the Native community as well. So I hope people can make it out and get more informed on all of this.
Cool. Waipa tomorrow.
So
Sunday,
at what time?
At 6 p.m.
Was the start again?
Starting at 6.
Okay, so for those of you who want to make it, it's best that you go starting earlier at 4, only because traffic going to be really choke.
Right, and if people want to come earlier, starting at 2, there'll be fun and events for Keiki to come and face painting and slides and all kinds of fun stuff if people want to make a beach day of it.
Hi. Oh, that would be beautiful. So you know what, it's best make a day of it and then get educated in terms of things that are going to affect you and your ohana, but get there early and starting at 2, you say?
Mm-hmm.
So yep. 2 at the Waipa Foundation, and, that's where they make some of the best kind poi ever.
Absolutely. My favorite, that's for sure.
Best kind poi. I miss that kind poi. I get taro brand over here.
And Jerry,
I miss the white papoy.
Jerry Hooser and others will be speaking to update the community. We'll be showing the film Aina, and as well as a sneak preview of Terry Tico's new film, Poisoning Paradise. We'll be showing the trailer for that. Even the trailer is very powerful, following the journey of Bill 2491 from the very beginning. So, yeah, it's a great opportunity for people to come and have fun, and also there'll be some food and all kinds of stuff. So hope people come out for this.
Now, I want to ask you, just your mana'o offhand, I look at all these things because we all know that, all these Monsanto, Dow, Syngenta, all these various different corporations prior to having their interest in seed and feeding the world. Yeah, right. What happens is they dealt with chemical warfare in terms of war and weaponry and whatnot. Now, I see that soon we're going to start seeing a strong link or connection between the genetically modified organisms and the military, and using this as a method of warfare as well. Because what better way to trap something than to use food as bait? It's like almost like building a more educated and mouse trap. And what better to do that for than your enemy, especially in wartime in other countries, especially if they're countries that are developing countries, or if they're just, you know, countries at war, because a lot of times when you're out there in war, a lot of times food is an issue. So what's your mana on that? What do you think about that?
I think that's, you know, it's a very scary proposition, and it's connected to kind of this Pandora's box of science these days. We're capable of destroying ourselves in so many ways, intentionally, and we are pretty good at it unintentionally as well. But there really are there's a number of ways that just incredible harm and atrocities could be done these days. So I feel it's more important than ever that there be people speaking up, there be democratic voices, that there is a very clear power game happening in the world, and it's more important than ever that people organize and have their voice heard and are represented and as in control as possible of these institutions and organizations that have this power, and so that it's as in the light as it can be, it's as regulated as it can be, and it's as safe as it can be. But we live in a very dangerous world in these ways, and it's getting more and more so every day. There's, in terms of genetic modification, there's a new technology called CRISPR, which you may have heard about. And what it does is it makes it very easy and affordable for people to do genetic modification. In the past, we were very good at reading genetics, and we could haphazardly write genetics mess with them, really. But now we actually have, similar to your Word program on your computer, we can copy and paste. We can do a search for certain words and replace it with a different word on the genetic level with incredible accuracy and relatively easily. And so this is where things have gone to, and so there's actually a conference happening this September with the global scientific community around this, looking at the ethics of it and the dangers. How do we control this incredible power? It's so accessible.
I think one of the things that you do touch upon is which I think is very important for our people to know, that I think the more educated we become about the technology that is evident on our land, from military technology to corporate technology in terms of the agribusiness, the more we make ourselves akamai, or, you know, aware of what is going on, I think it'll unite the community, because I think the community will begin to see that the dangers that lurk in these new technologies, as Dr. Lauren Pang would basically say, the something principle.
Precautionary principle.
Thank you, get them, boy. The precautionary principle, where it's basically assumed that something is dangerous until proven otherwise. But unfortunately, we have these types of technology that is being leashed upon our aina that it hasn't been proven. And unfortunately, it hasn't been proven here because they don't want to prove it. But it's been proven in other countries. And that's why the ban is happening in other countries regarding genetically modified organisms, as well as, the pesticides and chemicals involved with them. So, unfortunately, the person who creates it is the United States of America and corporate America, and they're not going to look to educate the general public, us, in regards to the health and hazards that this new technology presents to our community. So mahalo for your endeavors in terms of what you're doing over in Waipa. Yeah?
Oh, thank you, and thank you for everything you're doing to help educate the community about these things, and that's the value of KKCR, and I'm a proud supporter and really happy that you guys are doing what you're doing. And for this whole community, it's a really strong community. And the Hawaiian community in general, what's part of the significance of what's happening here and with these federal appeals hearings coming up is Hawaii is in a very unique position to challenge these incredibly powerful corporations for a number of particular reasons, ranging from the state constitution of Hawaii, which protects everyone's right to clean air and water and land, to the federal constitution, which everyone has a right to health and happiness and liberty, and of course even with the federal relationship with Hawaiians in terms of Hawaii is so unique. In 1993, the government made an official apology to Hawaii, and within the spirit of that was a sense of reconciliation. So how can there be any true spirit of reconciliation if companies are allowed to spray poisons on this land? So it's in clear violation of all of that. And then there's one other order of law greater than all of them, and that's the law of nature. And that's the other power behind Hawaii making the right change here. But just on a legal level, constitutional level, on all these different levels, there's this very unique and amazing opportunity for Hawaii to take on these incredibly powerful global corporations and put a crack in their progression of using an individual federal judge to overrule an entire democratic movement of the will of the people on the different islands with these initiatives to regulate the agrochemical industry. That's a new maneuver that these companies have been working towards for a very long time, to use the court system to overrule the democratic system. And that is something that Hawaii is taking a stand on, and I'm very confident has a strong argument around and can win. And if Hawaii does win, that has huge ramifications moving forward and also even reaches into past decisions. So this is a very important time for everyone to be aware of what's happening, and we hope you can make it out tomorrow night, Sunday, at Waipa, starting at 6, there'll be the information, and come earlier if you want to make a day of it at the beach.
And mahalo for your manoa.
I suggest everybody make it there for 2, because Waipa is a beautiful spot. Much aloha is there. And fun and activities. I know the Waipa Foundation, they'll make sure that everybody will have good fun and camaraderie. So, and here, nothing more than is important for you and your ohana to be educated in terms of the things that are happening. And also, Bra, please do us a favor. Give us a call and give us updates. Because I like your style, bro.
Likewise. Thank you.
Mahalo.
Okay. All right.
Aloha.
Aloha.
And because with that, we're close. Sure. We have the Wave Riders. So if you enjoyed that conversation, we have people calling in with info. That's what's happening with KKCR, and that's the programming that you support. Yes, I get heated because many Hawaiians are heated. We're taking grinds out there, people, if you don't know. When I talk to my friends, which is they are shocked on what's happening to Hawaiian families. And, the one friend from California asked, well, why aren't there more Hawaiians here? Well, because they lost their lands and they had to move away to make more money. But, to bring that out and then after all this, to get into slip into some music, some rock and roll, to just take us away, to just sometimes just let the issues flow out the door and just surround yourself with music, soothes the savage beast, calms me down. That's the kind of program we hear here at KKCR, and that's what your pledge and your donations help support. So give us a call, 826-7774 and 826-771, and let's give a shout-out to those who have given generously through our Wave Riders.
Dove presents Xavier Rudd Hawaii Tour, Big Island, Maui, Oahu, and Kauai Manifest, June 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 26th. Xavier Rudd Hawaii Tour tickets on sale now, DovePresents.com.
Crater Lake Spirits, supporting KKCR and Kauai. Crater Lake Vodka, Gin, and Rye Whiskey. From Oregon, with love.
A. Feinberg Galleries, featuring award-winning photographer Aaron Feinberg, located at the St. Regis Princeville and Kukui'ula in Poipu on Kauai. New gallery open at Wailea Maui, expandingvisualreality.com.
Kauai Canvas, custom fine art gallery quality canvas giclée and specialty paper prints and image capture. KauaiCanvas.com.
Aegis Capital Management, Inc., fee-only institutional investment and financial planning brought to individual investors, located in Princeville, 808-346-1331. AegisCapitalManagement.com.
Youth Impossible? Make it possible. School's out for summer. Kukui Grove Fun Factory, May 27th, 6 to 9. MissionYes.org.
Ono Pops Gourmet Frozen Pops, handmade on Kauai, local and organic ingredients. Over 20 Kauai locations at onopops.com. Ono Pops, local. Ono and Pono.
Faring Family Farm Stand, serving organic fruit popsicles and frosties. Open 7 days. Wailapa Road, Kilauea, on the way to Kahili Quarry Beach.
Little Fish Coffee, serving the finest coffee, fruit smoothies, bagels, acai bowls, and paninis in Old Hanapepe Town. Littlefishcoffee.com, 335-5000.
Fresh Bite Food Truck in Hanalei, serving local farm-to-beach breakfast and lunch. 652-0744, freshbitekauai.com.
Discover clues to agelessness in Gabrielle Olivier's recent book, Age is Not a Number. Amazon.com, under Books, Gabrielle Olivier.
A. Feinberg Galleries, featuring two new images released on Kauai, Waioli by Moonlight and Split Decision, expandingvisualreality.com.
Anahola Granola, spreading aloha for 30 years with island-made, non-GMO granola and granola bars. AnaholaGranola.com.
Your Kauai Bookstore. 150,000 new books, new releases, secondhand, rare, and collectible. Open every day. www.kauaibookstore.com. 335-6469.
Garden Island Hydro, providing all your growing needs. Open 7 days a week starting in June. GardenIslandHydro.com, 246-4769.
Dakine Hands Acupuncture, treating pain, injuries, facial rejuvenation, and more. For in-home or Hanalei treatments, call 808-631-6889.
If you would like information about any of these wave riders or would like to become a wave rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774. Mahalo.
The Hawaiian Music Calendar is supported by HawaiianMusicStore.com. Mahalo, HawaiianMusicStore.com, for your support.
Aloha kakahia kakako. Welcome to our Hawaiian Music Calendar for Saturdays. On the North Shore, the Tiki Aniki Restaurant in Princeville Shopping Center presents CAM from 6 to 8. The Tahiti Nui in Hanalei features Jeff Caldwell from 6:30 to 9. The St. Regis Hotel in Princeville features Keili'i Kanialii from 6:30 to 9:30. On the South Shore, Leilani Rivera Lo and Halau Hula O Leilani are at the Grand Hyatt in Po'epu from 6 to 9. Keoki's Paradise in the Po'epu Shopping Center presents Moku and Lenny at 6:30. Merriman's Fish House at the Kukui'ula Shopping Center in Po'epu features Kirby Keo at the front mall entrance facing the lanai. He's on the lanai there from 6 to 8. On the east side, there's a free hula show featuring Leilani Rivera Lo and Halau Hula O Leilani at the Coconut Marketplace Shopping Center at 1 p.m. The Hukilau Lanai at the Kauai Coast Resort in Waipoli presents Billy Paul from 6 to 9. Shutter's Lounge at the Kauai Beach Resort presents Jonah Cummings from 7 to 10. The Eastside Cafe in Okapa Atau presents Hawaiian music from 7 to 9. The Courtyard Kauai Marriott Resort at Waipoli features John Planis from 6:30 to 8:30. And Larry Rivera is featured at the Kauai Museum in Lihue from 1 to 2 with talk, story, and music. On our west side, the Wrangler Steakhouse in Waimea presents Nick Castillo from 6 to 8. If you have Hawaiian music events you'd like posted on our Hawaiian music calendar, please fax it at least 1 week before the event to 826-7977 or email it to events@kkcr.org. Attention, Linda. Mahalo nui loa. Have a great Hawaiian day.
Ma'alie Foundation and the County of Kauai present the King's Celebration and Parade 2016. Pupu kahi'i holomua Kauai ohana. Unite to move forward, families of Kauai. Saturday, June 11th at 9 a.m., the fabulous floral parade starts from Vidina Stadium, Ho'olaule'a at the Historic County Building. Full pa'u units, floats, both walking and riding units, crafts, food, Hawaiian cultural demonstrations, and entertainment, including halau. The King's Celebration and Parade 2016 in downtown Lihue, Saturday, June 11th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. More information at 635-7205.
And you're listening to Nā Leo Hawaiian Issues, and Nā Leo Hawaiian Issues is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with Kawa Kauai and Tahiti Nui Luau. No, that was the first one. This is the second one. Kamoa Ukulele, hello, and KCC, Kauai Community College.
Kamoa Ukulele Company, dedicated to building high-quality bell-tone instruments. Built with one player at a time philosophy, from student models up to custom masterpieces. Kamoa Ukulele Company, a family-owned business, supports KKCR. 652-9999 or online at kamoaukulelecompany.com.
The Hawaiian Studies Program at Kauai Community College, offering courses and experiences in Hawaiian language and culture for the children and friends of Hawaii. 245-8202.
And mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. Right, cuz? And we're in the fun drive.
Right. Yes, and, you know, there's so much more you can get besides... besides great programs, great music, great communication, updates in terms of weather reports and surf reports, there's much more you can get from KKCR. Besides the multitudes of ohana personalities with our family here at KKCR, what you do get, especially in the fun drive, you get little mini tiny stuff, but what you get is the satisfaction that you partook in keeping KKCR communicating to our community 24/7. Yeah, 24/7. Nighttime beautiful music, and then during the course of the day and the week, weekend, day, nights, a variation of music as well. So come on.
Yep, and you can donate as little as $10, or we have and whatever amount, whoever donates, you also get put into the grand prize drawing, which is you can either get a Malibu Tandem 2-family kayak or a Malibu Stealth 12 fishing kayak. And that's, you get automatically entered into that grand prize drawing with any donation that you call in with. So give us a call at 826-774, 826-7771. And there's also the angel one. Now, this is the one. If you're looking for ukulele, for a donation of $365, we call it the angel donation, you can get a Kamoa ukulele. And if you already have an ukulele and you need a t-shirt, then you can forget the ukulele and you can get two KKCR t-shirts, two tote bags, and a hat. Can't go wrong. So we've got...
No.
Any amount that you want to donate, you get entered into our drawing. And if you're feeling very generous, you can be an angel and you can either get a Kamoa ukulele or you can get the shirts and t-shirts and bags and hats and everything else. So give us a call, 826-7774, and support your local community radio right here at KKCR, where you have that diversity of music. And I just like it because when I turn into Tina B and others that I hear, I'm not hearing the standard, you know, same song every hour posted, you know. That's what I like. I'm like listening and go, okay, what am I going to hear next? You know, it's not going to just be the top 40. I love the top 40, but I like diversity. I like to be turned on to things that I haven't heard.
Like, yeah, you like the bottom 62, yeah?
Well, I, you know, even the DJs here, I remember I asked a question to the Masked Rocker. And I said, hey, I saw these two Howley guys on the Grammys a couple years back. And so it was this white guy, this white lady, and it was just them two. And they were jamming, but didn't say who it was. And he knew right off. He said, oh, White Stripes. Checked it out. Chris White, awesome. So you get to learn from DJs, too. And hopefully you're learning through our talk shows. We have farm shows. We have issues. And we know we're controversial, but this is what's happening in the islands. We're telling you straight. Okay, we're not making this stuff up. We're telling you straight. And we like to hear from you straight, and that's why we advise you to call in and for not only the issues, but to donate and have your pledge heard here, right here. Tina B is waiting by at 826-7774, 826-771. And we know it's, you can do it from the beach too, because I know you might, guys might be on the beach because it's a beautiful day outside. Gorgeous day outside. But, hey, this is not the old days. We know the cell phone can work on the beach too, okay? So put the corona down and just donate to your friendly neighborhood KKCR fund drive right here at 826-7774 or 826-7771. Right, cuz?
Right. Now, what I'd like to do is mention also, in terms of the what's happening, regarding the Native Hawaiians, or you call it Native Hawaiians, we call it Kanaka Maoli, under international law, the Kanaka Maoli are victims of genocide. Now, under international humanitarian law, which includes the law of occupation and the protection afforded civilians who are not engaged in war, denationalization is not only a war crime, but it's synonymous with the term genocide. Now, since the occupation of the Hawaiian Kingdom began during the Spanish-American War, the United States embarked on a deliberate campaign of forced denationalization in order to conceal the occupation and militarization of a neutral state or a member state country. Denationalization in its totality is genocide. So prior to World War I, violations of international law did not include war crimes or, in other words, crimes where individuals are separate and distinct from the state or country could be prosecuted and were found guilty be punished, which included death penalty. Now, the Commission on the Responsibility of the Authors of the War and there's a Commission on the Responsibility of the Authors of the War and on Enforcement of Penalties. That's the Commission on Responsibility of the Paris Peace Conference in 1919, took up the matter of war crimes after World War I from 1914 to 1918. Now, the Commission identified 32 war crimes, one of which was, quote, attempts to denationalize the inhabitants of occupied territory, end quote. Now, although the 1907 Hague Convention, which was for, did not specify the term denationalization as a war crime, the Commission on Responsibility relied on the preamble of the 1899 Hague Convention. Which basically states that, quote, until a more complex code of laws of war is issued, the high contracting parties think it right to declare that in cases not included in the regulations adopted by them, populations and belligerent remains under the protection and empire of the principles of international law as a result from the usages established between civilized nations, from the laws of humanity and the requirements of the public conscience. Now, this preamble has been called the Martin's Clause, which was based on a declaration read by the Russian delegate, Professor von Martens, at the Hague Peace Conference in 1899. Now, if you look this up, you'll be able to see, if you look in terms of genocide and whatnot, and if you go to the HawaiianKingdom.org and on the blog, you'll be able to read in depth information that will educate you in terms of our status today. Internationally speaking, other countries are beginning to come forward and speak up in defense of the Kingdom of Hawaii, only because to them it is an atrocity. It's an embarrassment to the United States, but it is an atrocity that a member state, a country that professes truth, liberty, and justice for all, basically has done something to a peaceful, neutral nation. And our peoples continue to have aloha in their hearts for all, because it is within us. It, as I was talking to one brother last night, he says, if you were raised Hawaiian, Kanaka style, you know, local style, you know, you were taught, you know, and it's a Christian-based teaching, but it's love unconditional. Have love and spread love. Spread aloha. Don't expect anything in return. And those principles are still being taught even as, you know, even today to our keikis, our mo'opunas. Those principles are still being taught today because it's, we need to know our young ones. Hey, you talk to our children. I'm talking to one brother who's raising his son over here, who is a beautiful boy, okay? Beautiful boy. But kea kua first. And that's where it leads. Kea kua first. And have the love that kea kua has for us, his children, have it for others unconditionally. That's who we are. And that's what those who are not Hawaiian have taken up the cause to support the Kanaka Maoli, because they know Hawaiians, they live with Hawaiians, and they see the aloha in their hearts, and they see the dedication and the love that they have not only for their culture, their ohana, but for the aina as well. And these are some of the principles that governments, organizations, agencies have forgotten about. So, all we ask for you to do, if you're listening to this program for the first time and you're visiting the islands, all we ask for you to do is educate yourself in terms of who we are and the problems that we are facing today. And so you can go to HawaiianKingdom.org or call up Hawaiian Nation, and you can be educated in terms of those things that are happening today. Protest Naiopuni on Facebook. There's a lot of communities and people who are coming together to educate the general public at large of the trials and tribulations that our people face today in trying to protect our past, our present, our aina, our culture, our way of life. So we ask you, all we ask you to do is, if you do not understand, learn about who we are. This program, on the Leo Hawaiian issues, as well as Songs of Sovereignty and other programs, you can learn about our people and those things that we are facing today, in terms of trying to protect our spiritual beliefs, our culture, our land, and our rights. So, again, you know, if you want to learn about who we are, you can listen to KKCR, Kauai Community Radio, Naole Hawaii Issues, or you can go on Facebook, Protest Nai Aupuni, or you can go on the Internet, HawaiianKingdom.org, Hawaiian Nation. Just Google those, Hawaiian Rights, and you know, try and look into what we're trying to say. And keep an open mind. It's always best to do that. And so, you know, this we just ask, you know, if you don't understand, then just the Internet is such a marvelous thing these days to educate you. You know, that's all we look to do, is educate those around us to have some type of understanding in terms of who we are and who we will always be, Kanaka Maori, offspring of the kingdom, the patriots and national citizens of the kingdom of Hawaii. So, again, we pray that, you know, once you start looking into our past, if you look to turn around and basically find out more, please do so. And if anything, if you want to know what you can do to support us, the one thing that we do accept freely is prayers. That's always a good thing. Prayers that our people may find and be directed in the Puno path to free our nation. And pray for our protection. Those who are looking to educate others, pray for their protection because they're going to need them. Okay? That's all we ask. Mahalo. Again, this is KKCR, and we're in our fund drive. So
we're going to honor our wave riders.
Your support.
Yeah. Excuse me.
What?
No, and I thought you were leading me into the wave rider, but we can do that too. We're going to lead into the wave riders who've given generously to support Kauai Community Radio right here at KKCR.
Mm-hmm. Heartbeatofkauai.com, where cyberspace meets the coconut wireless, gratefully serving Kauai since 2002. Heartbeatofkauai.com, 634-4138.
Backseat driver, photographer, opinionated road trips, outdoor adventures, photo DVD included, original art, pet portraits. 6350133, wittywizardguide@gmail.com.
Richard Harder Construction, Incorporated on Kauai over 38 years. Specializing in custom homes, friend of KKCR from the beginning, Richard Harder Construction, 808-646-1304.
Mermaid's Cafe, fresh, local, healthy, serving Kapa'a since 1999. Open every day, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Mermaid's Cafe, 821-2026.
Hawaiian Spirits Bee Extractions, licensed and insured, professional hive extractions island-wide, trees, buildings, and more. Proudly supporting KKCR, 212-4178.
Princeville Wine Market, specializing in boutique wines, craft beers, and spirits. Located in Princeville Center, princevillewinemarket.com.
Rainbow Joe's, Kauai locally sourced and organic coffee, smoothie, and breakfast truck on Halau Street in Lihue near Vadina Stadium. Open Tuesday through Friday, 7 to 11 a.m. Rainbow Joe's.
Tiki Iniki launches Wild Women Wednesdays in Kama'aina Appreciation all day, all night, every Monday. For details, 431-4242, Tiki Iniki.
Hawaiian Island Dental. We serve Kauai families and help people get the smile they want. HawaiianIslandDental.com or 245-8866.
Harvest Market Hanalei in Hanalei Center on Kauai's North Shore proudly supports KKCR and encourages you to do the same.
Kauai Marine and Mower in Old Kapa'a Town is grateful for the Kauai community and KKCR and hopes you will show your gratitude as well by supporting KKCR during our spring fund drive. Kauai Marine and Mower.
Wilder Goods, kick-ass women doing kick-ass things for kick-ass reasons. Hashtag Wilder Women. WYLDERGoods.com.
Moon Z, new album Intention by Santiago. Intimate, personal, organic melodies. Available on iTunes, Amazon, and CD Baby. Moon Z.
Red Clay Jazz Festival, August 6th at the Courtyard Marriott in Kapa'a. Pete Escovedo, Latin Jazz Band. Tickets online at www.redclayjazz.org.
Help save our bees. The Kauai Beekeepers Association supports Kauai Community Radio and encourages you to be friendly. Visit KauaiBeekeepersAssociation.com and learn how to give bees a chance.
If you would like information about any of these wave riders or would like to become a wave rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774.
Mahalo.
And mahalo for all your generous donations. Right, cuz? You there?
That's right.
There you are.
You know, our volunteers are waiting to receive your generous donation. When we say generous, anything you can afford to give, would be, you know, most appreciated, and we're most thankful for anything you can give to support KKCR, Kauai Community Radio. So just wake up our volunteers. Come on. Yeah, you can call.
826-7774.
7771. Oh. 826-7774. Yeah?
Right. And because our friend, Mr. Bob Sitkoff, all the way from Atlanta, but he happens to be in North Carolina. I don't know if you saw this. I saw this article in the paper, and he sent it. Study the GMO not behind health woes. It was in the Garden Island.
What did you say?
The what? Study. There's a study, and it says GMOs not behind health woes. And this is the article. I'll read it. Opponents say problem rests with the use of pesticides in farming practices. Genetically modified food has been cleared of connections to health problems in a 388-page report released Tuesday by the National Academies of Science. But the report said GMO crops didn't appear to increase yields, which means tinkering with genes in the food supply hasn't translated to higher productions or higher yields. A committee
proven in India.
Yeah, a committee of agriculture and industry experts, scientists, and researchers delivered the report. It declares GMO foods have not caused increases in cancer, obesity, gastrointestinal illnesses, kidney disease, autism, or allergies. The finding was distilled from more than 900 studies and data from over the span of 20 years. For everyone who respects evidence, this report helps us better understand the purpose and wide-ranging benefits of genetically engineered crops, said Bennett Malusia, Executive Director of Hawaii Corp Improvement Association. The report says that the line between engineered and natural foods blurring, thanks to newer techniques such as gene editing, regulators need to make their safety focus more on the end product of the food that's made rather than the nuts and bolts of how it's made. The report's authors said labels aren't needed for food safety reasons but could justify for other reasons, much like Made in America stickers. Kauai Councilman Gary Hooser said on Hawaii, the debate isn't about eating GMO foods. It's more focused on industrial farming practices involved in growing them. The high volume, quote, the high volume of restricted use pesticides necessary for the development and production of both parent seed and the experimental test fields too often drifted to neighboring communities and sensitive ecosystems such as streams and nearshore waters, Hooser said. Jerry DiPietro, president of the Hawaii Seed, said that the strategy is to increase education awareness of genetically modified food in general. Quote, what makes some genetically modified foods unsafe is that it's crossing unrelated species, and then secondly, they shoot in the foreign DNA randomly, DiPietro said. Depending on where that viral promoter of the foreign DNA lands, it can turn on dormant cancer genes. She said what she thinks happened in the National Academy of Science report is that the genes in those studies were hand-picked. They selectively picked a couple of proteins, say, from a GMO and a non-GMO corn type, and they say, oh, these are the same and there's no allergic effect, DiPietro said. Seed interest countries say the report is based in solid science. What else would they say? Quote, we applaud the massive effort that went into the National Academy's report, which presents a thorough and objective database assessment, said Michelana, or whatever her name is. We hope the findings will help the public see beyond the misinformation that still riddles discussion in our community. And I want to ask your opinion. For me, and I know you can go along, for me, just basically, I still would question this report. As we've seen many science academies, they don't say what is, they'll say what they need to say to keep funding coming. So there's a taint on there too. Secondly, for me, I have the problem initially with GMO because what they're talking about is GMO. The company owns those seeds, and I don't believe that they should own fruit products in that sense, where they own the actual seeds and they patent it and they own it like they owned it like they made a painting. I don't believe in that, and I don't think a food like that should be patented and owned by a company. I'm against it. And then personally, I just don't want to eat GMO stuff, personally. That's me. I don't want someone creating some other kind of thing in some laboratory and say, oh, I can eat this instead of natural stuff. I'd rather eat natural stuff. But if you looked, and I did, everything in my refrigerator had some type of GMO. Everything. It's hard to find anything out there that doesn't have GMO. It really is. I found a couple things, but almost everything we eat has GMO product in it.
Well, you know, there's now a lot of the food products, because they've had their consumers who consume these products basically contact the various different companies. And now I go to the store and I see no GMOs. It's a non-GMO product. And I'll see these happening more and more. I see the labeling more and more. So I look at it this way. If there's no problem in it, then you know what? You're making millions off of this money, off of these food items. So what's springing up a few cents to type a few letters on the darn packaging to give people an opportunity to choose?
Yeah, and I agree with you, because I would be one that would choose non-GMO. If I see it has GMO, I avoid it. That's just me. I don't want it. I don't want to support a corporation who's making billions of dollars anyway to support their patent of that food. I don't want to do it.
Exactly. And then not only that, you know, when the GMO companies or the corporations or agribusiness takes a scientific document, a lot of times when the study goes in, you know, there's criteria. They say, we want to have a study done to show this. And you know what? The scientific community can do research to show exactly what you want it to show.
Well, and that's why you look at the past.
You just eliminate some of the other stuff or the theories, or you don't follow that. There are scientists who work for the Food and Drug Administration that basically had problems in terms of their research, and they were relieved of their jobs. And there's other scientists who have come forward when asked to prove, asked by the corporations to prove, or agribusiness to prove, that these are safe to eat and et cetera, et cetera. And when they started doing the testing, they said, well, I'm beginning to find this. And they would not post what the companies wanted to state. But, you know, again, to me, it's about a choice. I choose not to eat GMOs. You know what I mean?
Yeah. To me, food, a seed.
We found that after years and years, everybody said something was safe. And after 20 or 30 years, they find out, oh, no, it wasn't.
Exactly.
So I don't want that to happen.
Yeah. And I just prefer not eating GMO. Thank you.
Right.
And so please label it so I can make that choice not to eat that food that has GMO in it. Simple.
And then there's the other thing, the chemicals. On Kauai, it's test fields. All these fields that you see, GMO fields, they're ag, and it's industrial ag, and then so industrialized chemicals that are being released into our INA. Yep. Now, the problem with that is, you know, runoff, point source runoff. And here you have, you know, 20 times the amount that you would use on a regular, you know, garden or so. Here it's being tested because they want to test the plant or the seed to see how much poisons, and I'm going to call that, it's not pesticides to me, it is poison. You wouldn't drink it, I wouldn't drink it. It'd kill you.
Well, if you look at the chemical makeup, it's a close of Roundup.
Yes.
Or and to Agent Orange. The chemical makeup is close. So here you
basically are spraying 20 times the amount because it's testing. Are you going to live? Oh, it's living. Let's add more. Oh, it's still living. Let's add more. Let's see the tolerance level they can take and how much of everything else that kills around it and if it's still living.
Well, it's like Aaron Brockenridge when you're on the table. They're like, yeah, the water's safe. Good. You drink it. And they wouldn't drink it.
Exactly. So here we go, and then it's been proven that the pesticides they use, and there is a scientific paper on that, the pesticides that you use, basically, the pesticides that they use in terms of industrial chemicals for these seed corporations, it's been proven that it does have adverse effect on biodiversity, terrain diversity, and aquatic diversity. So it's affecting the waters and the land. There's been proven that. So here we go. We live on a rock. Our reef system, there's 20 soils runoff from Malka to Mackay, from the mountain to the stream, and these agribusinesses are using 20 times the amount or so of pesticides in these test fields. And where is it going to wash off to? In the ocean. And where's the ocean? Just surrounding the island area, it's the reef system. The reefs are protection, not only protect the island from destruction, but also it provides for our food sources, our fish. It's our ice box. So here we go. You get that. And it's been proven that it does affect the biodiversity of terrain and aquatic biodiversity. So here we go. And I'm saying, wow, we live on an island. No kidding. Well, you know what?
Because
it's too dangerous for me.
Yeah, and it's very interesting. I look at some of the comments, and it was some comments about this guy called Kawhi Blake. I don't know who that is, but he makes a claim in his comments on that GMO report. He says, let's see, however, one important bias remains, and that is the one emerging from the relationship of several of its members of the scientific committee that made this report with important biotechnology companies and their associate organizations. So how can you have someone on the board making the study to saying that GMO is they can't find any related health from GMO, yet there you have ties to the GMO company? Raise a question flag. Hello. I don't know. That's like the Russians saying, we're okay. But that's you. That's your opinion. you are like judging yourself.
It's called conflict of interest.
Yeah.
When the conflict of interest is blatant and you work for the other side and you're making a comment that's supposed to be on the opposite side, then that's corruption.
You know, they're going to say what they have to say to keep the money in their pockets. I mean, we've seen it.
Exactly.
You know, come on. And we're at the half an hour. Let's do our legal stuff so we're all safe. Okay, Cuss? You're listening to KKCR, Hinton Lake, KQA, Kilauea. This is Nale Hawaiian Issues, and we are in our fun driver. So please give us a call, 826-7774, 826-7771, and support your local Kauai community radio.
Aloha, I'm Pat Durkin with your KKCR Beach and Ocean Safety Tip for today. The safest places to swim are at beaches with lifeguards. On Kauai, we have 7 lifeguard stations. On the North Shore, they are located at Haena Beach Park and the Hanalei Pavilion. On the east side, lifeguards are at Kailia Beach Park and Lydgate Park. South to west side locations are Poipu Beach Park, Salt Pond Park, and Kekaha Beach Park. These stations are staffed 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Always check in with lifeguards no matter where you plan to swim. Conditions can change rapidly. For more information about today's ocean conditions on Kauai, visit kauaiexplorer.com. With today's beach and ocean safety tip, I'm Pat Durkin for KKCR Radio. Have fun and be safe.
So
everyone who donates during our drive will be entered into the grand prize drawing for a chance to win a kayak from Plenty Pupule Kayak Company. The grand prize drawing winner may choose either a Malibu Tandem 2 family kayak, which includes seats and paddles, or a Malibu Stealth 12 fishing kayak, which includes a seat and paddle. Donate any amount to KKCR today, and you will automatically be entered into our grand prize drawing. Mahalo nui for Plenty Pupule Kayak Company, the only kayak distributor on Kauai. More information at plentypupule.com or call 245-5005.
Now, remember what he said? Any donation you give to call in to our volunteers here at 826-7774, 826-7771. For any donation amount, you get entered into the grand prize drawing for either the family kayak or the fishing kayak and You can use it on a day like this, where the south and east facing shores have some surf, but everything's pretty mellow. Currently, there are no warnings have been issued for anything around the island. The waves are pretty much well, but about 1 to 3 for the whole island, but then you get pumped up to about 3 to 5 on the east side, Kaylee and Lydgate. And even at those heights, you gotta watch what you're doing. Play it safe. Right, cuz?
Right.
Hey, did you pick up your sandwich?
Right. I'm sorry. I was eating candy bars.
I know. It's always a 50-50 chance when I put that phone back up. I was like, is she going to answer or is she not?
Well, I'm eating a Charleston chew candy bar. It's chewy.
Yeah, I never eat yet, so I'm going to be going to eat after.
Mm.
But
well, I'm still over here in the mainland.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, because memorial services for my brother will be this coming weekend on one side of the family. And on the other side of the family, yeah.
Okay, hey, like, you're talking about this weekend, you're laughing. I just want you to know that.
What?
You're talking about your brother's away, but you're laughing.
Well, what happens is a lot of times sorry, my granddaughter just woke up.
Hey, that's Hawaiian. That's Hawaiian for you. On the air. Hey, still got to eat that?
I can't help it. The stuff was sticking to my teeth.
Yeah, the sandwich was looking at you, huh? It was looking at you. Say, come. Hey, come on, Mike. Come towards me.
Oh, it was calling me. It belongs to my granddaughter, but it was calling me. Bite me. Like,
no wonder your granddaughter woke up. She looked at you, and Mopuna going, hey, Tutu, how come you eating my sandwich?
No, not sandwich, candy bar.
Okay.
Charleston Chew candy bar, like taffy.
Isn't Charleston that kind of like that pinkish one, that violet? No? Isn't it like purplish?
No.
Oh, the Charleston. No, that's a dark one.
White
that's
on the inside.
What was that other one I was talking about? Anyway, I hated that.
It got a vanilla tasting kind inside.
Oh.
It sounded almost like a taffy inside.
Okay. Hawaiian issues. Hey, yeah. Food is Hawaiian issue, okay? We like food. Oh, if we don't have food, you know we got an issue.
Well, ever since I got here mainland, I could not.
Continental U.S.
Everybody liked take me to buffet. Well, I got the buffet looking kind of face. Well, take her to a buffet. So today I went to a buffet. Oh my God. That buffet. I was like, this is breakfast? Fried fish, fried chicken, fried green tomatoes.
Ooh, fried green tomatoes.
Okay. Yeah. You know that movie, Fried Green Tomatoes?
Yeah, it was a great movie.
Oh, that's good. I like fried green tomatoes.
No, Prim does too. She loves the fried green tomatoes. She said she had it somewhere.
Oh, and but, I had that, and so...
But to let you know, too, because...
Gravy. What?
Two things. Who came in? Felicia. It was like Elisha, Alosha, Felicia came in and she said there is something going on. She said Robert Paul guys are going to be out there at the Kauai Humane Society. There's some kind of protest. I guess some of the local hunters and their dogs. She said there's an issue that some of the dogs, especially hunting dogs, are being put down. And I saw this letter where they're saying that there's, according to some of the letters I saw in the paper, that they're accusing the management as killing too many dogs or too many animals. I don't know the specifics on that. All I can tell you from my experience, I see a lot of animals running around. But I don't know specifically what's happening with the hunting dogs. What Felicia was saying is that it kind of like... some of the hunters feel like there's a focus on the hunting dogs. They're like they have a quicker, lane to go and get euthanized or something like that. But maybe we can get a phone call from those people if they're down there. He was called 826-7774, 826-7771. And the only reason I bring that is because most of our dogs, see, we got all our dogs. Remember Maka Cuz?
Yeah.
We had to put him down.
Why?
He was 15 years old. We got him from the Humane Society when he was about 6 or 7. So he was about 14, 15. And he was still going, but last week, Friday, he went down, his legs were gone. And we gave him the whole weekend. I mean, he ate, we had Whoppers and steaks. We just gave him whatever we wanted, but we gave it till Monday, and when we took him in, he had to be put down. So very hard. But then the next day, remember Nani, our young dog?
Yeah.
She got hurt by a pig on our land, and
that really
got me angry. So Pua'a, we're coming after you, the kids yelled early in the morning. It was about 3:30 when they usually bark when the pigs are walking around. And we heard her yelp, but when we went outside, no bleeding, no nothing, but no punctures or anything. We couldn't feel anything broken, but her back legs don't work. So I was very distraught on that. So we took her in, and I want to give a shout out to Dr. Haas in Lihue for watching her. She's still there today. We gave her 24 hours. Friday they called, no improvement, visible improvement, even though she tried to stand. And he took x-rays, no broken, because I thought she got her back broken, like they charged her or something. No broken bones that he can see, but she pinched something. So they're giving another day, and they just called us this morning, and Mahalo Ke Akua, she at least stood up, which she couldn't do at all.
Oh, good.
So we're just crossing our fingers. So I just want to ask you to send out your prayers, too, because, boy, it's been a rough week.
I know.
I get too attached to the animals. That's why, I know there's a lot of maybe issues at home, Kauai Humane Society, none that I know specifically or really in depth, okay. So, people can call and that. But I have to give them credit in the least that I could not work there because I would just open all the cages and go, take your chances, people. go free, born free, take your chance. I just couldn't. Every time I go in there and I see, I just feel my heart goes out to the animals and my heart goes out to the people who work there. I know I couldn't do it. I couldn't take the dogs to, I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't.
Yeah, I know.
So I've been really heartbreaking over my dog. And, she's only 4 years old. She's a lab. She's a sweetie. And so I'm just really trying to get the quantum physics and anyone who can help. And I know this is my dog. I know there's other dogs and cats. So they just send out some positive and hopefully she'll come through.
But I missed Maka.
No, I know. Very intelligent dog. And but one evening we came home after a gig at 1 o'clock in the morning, and he was blind and deaf, and he was yelling underneath the neighbor's window. So we can't have that anymore. So I was like, come. He even got, I guess he wandered off, and that's why we eventually, for the last month or so, we had to tie him up. Because he'd be walking to the neighbor's. Arr, arr, arr. It's like, it's 1:30 in the morning, dude. Come here. It's like, I'm sorry, your wandering days are over. You're going to have to just stay and tie it up. But he was good for a little while, but when he finally went down, it was hard. Because I get attached to my animals like I know many of you guys do. It's just their family.
One animal you never was too attached to, the one I got attached to was your horse.
Yeah, but I can't. I'm supposed to be riding the horse, not chasing him every day.
I loved your horse.
I know. The last time he ran away, I go, go. Go take your chance.
I mean, every time I used to watch the animals, he'd be the first one at the window. And if I stirred or moved, and it didn't matter, it was 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning, he'd go, wake up.
I know, but I never wanted him. That was my friend's horse, and then he kind of just, I didn't really want the horse. Because, I had that problem with my horse up there that we raised from Baby Kine, where my neighbors were still there. Threatened my horse, and he went down, and we had to euthanize him. So, I mean, we've been through a lot of crap with our neighbors up in Waipake, really, threatening our animals, threatening our land, everything. And when that horse went down, and we raised him from the day he was born, my dad took it hard. He took it real hard, and so did I. And it's sad because all those around, they watched my horse flip in the field, and they did nothing. They did nothing. Even with me, when we heard Linder's horse in front of us yelling and stuff, me and my dad, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. This is a couple of years back, and we saw the horse, and it was like, we knew it was Linder's horse, the guy we were fighting, but it was like, I'm not going to let the horse be, his hoof got caught in, they had the wrong fencing up. So me and my dad, we took care of him and everything. I'm like, I'm angry at Linder from the beef we're doing and the damage to my land, but I'm not going to take it on the horse. So we let the horse loose and we let the people know you got to fix your fence while I was there. But, the animals are just special. They really helped me soothe my soul.
Yeah, but unfortunately, some people, are just mean-spirited in it. And they'll, if they're angry with you, they'll take it out on the animal.
Well, I just,
unfortunately, that's what kind of neighbors you get, cause you're like, hello.
Well, and that's why, I don't know, she wants to mention her name, but one of our friends here said that they, up in Waipake, they have some friends and some newbies who just came there, they got a letter saying, your dog's barking at night and everything. It's like, people, we're in the country. Okay, if you don't like dogs barking, you don't like chickens, then don't come here. Really, come on now. It just upsets me, these people.
If you don't want the dogs to bark, then fine. You'll just send the Uahani over to their house.
Go live in an apartment and close all your windows. You can be all, don't have to listen to nobody. But stop making this stuff, and we all have to change our lifestyle because you don't like chickens and you don't like dogs. Well, you shouldn't be here.
You know what? Because out in your area, there's two reasons why the dog bark. One, poor pigs.
Right.
Okay. And if they rut in your yard and they start coming in your yard to rut, and basically, burrow, they can plant plants all they like. If they like garden, they can kiss them goodbye. But the dogs bark to scare them off. That's one. Two, another reason why the dogs bark is uahane. And you know that. Spirit. And either way, pigs, pua'a, or uahane, you want the dogs to bark. And the third reason is, of course, is somebody trespassing on your land.
Yeah.
So, there's three good reasons right there. So, if the newcomers, the Malahini, no like those three good reasons right there, then you know what? Maybe they should experience, maybe they might experience one of the reasons why it's always good for have one dog that barks.
Yeah.
That's what I want to say. Because over there by you, they get uahane. They get spirits, and I know that for a fact.
So I ask for your prayers, cuz.
Well, I'll pray. I'll pray good kind prayer.
Yeah, we had she's not out of the woods yet, but we had a positive that she at least stood up, which was great because she didn't.
So Nani is her name, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I pray for Nani.
Thank you, cuz. And with that, why don't we play the last wave rider for our show. And again, these are all the generous businesses that support KKCR right here, your Kauai Community Radio.
The BRAD Foundation, supporting Kauai and its youth through monthly beach cleanups and outdoor youth programs. www.b-radfoundation.org, 651-3970.
Treasure Trees Milling and Lumber, local Hawaiian hardwood, slabs, dimensional lumber, and milling services. Save Our Trees, 212-5879.
The Barn 808, a brand new lifestyle boutique located in Hanalei, featuring clothing and homeware for modern island living. TheBarn808.com.
Hey, KKCR dads. Be recognized as one of Kauai's best. Storybook's Dad's Day Celebration, Saturday, June 18th, Hanapepe Town Park.
Garden Island Properties, located in Waipuli, Kapa'a, since 1992, is proud to support KKCR. GardenIslandProperties.com.
Aspire Furniture, Kauai's home furnishings and interior design destination. Located in the Big Blue Building at Now Willy Willy, aspirefurniture.com, 808-245-9015.
Hanai at Kojima's store in Kapa'a now open, serving 100% local veggies, meats, and prepared food. HanaiKauai.com, HanaiKauai.com.
Puahina at Hanapepe on Facebook, original Hawaiian-designed clothing store, located in the heart of Hanapepe. Puahina at Hanapepe on Facebook.
Be healthy, be happy, be helpful, be hopeful, be human, be humble, be here. Papaya's natural foods, be even better.
Goldsmiths Kauai has created fine jewelry designs with gemstones, pearls, and diamonds in Wailua for 36 years. 822-4653 or www.goldsmiths-kauai.com.
Qingyang Village in the heart of Hanalei supports Kauai Community Radio.
The Seven Sisters Doula Collective is spreading the doula spirit to Kauai's birthing families. 808-286-3602, www.kauaidoulas.com for more information.
Living on Kauai 28 years, selling real estate for 10, hardworking, honest. I love Kauai. Austin Owen, Country Brokers Real Estate, 635-7587.
Johnny Wickman and the Poi Boi Records Ohana support KKCR and value its incredible service to our community.
From the most pristine paradise on earth comes a natural alkaline artesian water that is so powerful it will change you. Hawaii Volcanic Water for Life. HawaiiVolcanic.com.
Ken's Woodworking and Home Repair, specializing in honeydew lists. 651-0117.
Alala'a Dance Arts Yoga Academy in Hanalei. New studio opening in June. Home of Yoga Hawaii. Youth at Risk Outreach Programs, inspiring healthy life choices. 808-652-YOGA.
Island Weddings and Blessings, providing full services for weddings, vow renewals, house, land, and baby blessings since 1989. 808-828-1548. IslandWeddingsAndBlessings.com.
If you'd like information about any of these wave riders or would like to become a wave rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774. Mahalo.
And those are generous businesses who gave to KKCR during our pledge drive. And you can give us a call, too. And any donation that you come in with a pledge, you get entered into the free grand prize drawing for a regular kayak or a fishing kayak. Can't beat that. Chances to win with any amount of donations. So give us a call, 826-7774, 826-7771, and support your local Hawaiian community radio. Right, cuz?
Right. And you know what? We only got $15,000 for goal. So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, mahalo to all those who called in, support your radio station. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
So if you like talking any story and give us some information about the community or if there's anything happening, please give us a call, 826-7771. 826-7774, okay?
Alrighty.
I sit here and go, Now I can see my granddaughter something for eat.
Uh-oh. Well, you know what? We can. It's a beautiful food day out there. And, you know, I had some nice news to say about Nani. So, you know, for the last 10 minutes, if you don't mind, we'll just go out with some music.
Mm. Sounds good.
All righty. And you take care of it, because when do you think you'll be back on in Hawaii?
Well, after the 1st, we'll be back June 1st.
Okay. Hey, and
a lot of family issues. A lot of family issues we have to take care of.
Yeah, welcome to the club. For real, yeah. But aloha. Huh? Aloha no to you, cuz.
Aloha no to you, too.
All right. Enjoy yourself over there and come back soon, okay?
Okay.
All right. Aloha no, cuz.
Aloha.